We welcome you to the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Brandon Graham. I'd love to tell you that he's a defensive end. I'd love to tell you that he's a linebacker. I think he's a little bit of both, right? You got a good smile, though, doesn't he? What are you exactly? I'm going to call you the guy who's going to get to the quarterback a lot in 2013. You like that?
Oh, I like that. You know, we just keep it right there for right now.
So they come in, new coaching staff comes in, and you've got to prove yourself, Brandon. So how do you think you've proven yourself to Bill Davis over the last couple of months here?
Well, I mean, at least, you know, I'm putting the effort in, you know, to learn the defense. Right. And, you know, I don't have too many mental errors, you know, and right now, you know, all I'm taking all this in right now and just doing whatever they tell me to do. And once the pads get on, I'm really showing what I can do.
So right now it's really taking baby steps, getting into position, understanding the big picture concept of the defense. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's definitely correct. Once camp come, everything will be more faster than it is right now.
So there are elements, we've heard this, obviously there are elements of the 3-4 here. We don't call it a pure 3-4 because there will be some 4-3 looks as well. When you're in a 3-4, how's it changed for you, the vision that you've had from the time it started standing up till now? Do you feel like you've got a better peripheral sense of what's going on?
Yeah, you can see a lot more than being in three-point stance, you know. And, you know, we do a lot of different things. We could be rushing the pass or we could be dropping, you know. So, but, you know, you can really see a lot more things than you would being in three-point.
Brandon, do you feel like this is a make-or-break year for you in some ways at all?
Yep, I feel like that, you know, and I'm going to always feel like that because, you know, everybody is replaceable. And, you know, I'm going to just make sure my effort and, you know, the things that I could bring, you know, my strengths, you know, don't go down. I just need to work on my weaknesses.
Okay. What are the weaknesses?
Right now, just, you know, dropping in coverage because I haven't did it a lot. You know, and right now that's what we're working on. You know, and we're working on a lot of different things. And, you know, me picking up the defense was never – that's always been a strength of mine. I just need to do it exactly like how they want it done. Yeah.
So when you are in a 3-4, you will be in some space. You will not have an offensive tackle lined up to get his hands on you quickly. Advantage for you, do you think, in the big picture?
Oh, that's a big advantage because I don't see no receivers really blocking me on the outside, especially when I have to, you know, set the edge and stuff like that.
Yeah. Weight's good, speed's good. You feel like you're playing fast out there?
Yeah, I feel like I'm playing fast. You know, this has been a good week for me. You know, every week has been getting better, and, you know, I'm happy where I'm at right now.
It's hard, Brandon, to measure a defense when you don't have pads on, isn't it? Do you feel that?
Yeah, it's hard, but, you know, you could tell, you know, just by a mental standpoint, you know, how people can take in information, you know, and that's the whole point right now. Once camp come, we'll really see what type of team we really have.
Yeah. Who's the leader on defense? Who do you look to?
D'Amico, you know, because he knows the defense in and out. I mean, he's real good, you know, at just knowing everybody's position. And, you know, he's just a good friend to have, somebody you could talk to.
Has he helped you understand the idea of when you are playing linebacker that this is the mentality you have to have? This is the kind of player you have to be. You can't always go forward.
Yeah. That's what he was. I mean, you know, he always tell me, you know, just relax. You know, make sure you read your keys. You know, don't panic. You know, when all else fails, get to the ball. That's what he say.
The weather's warm in Philadelphia. You're, you know, on the verge of kind of getting through the camp, and then you're away for a month here. What do you want to be when you report back to the NovaCare Complex in late July for training camp? You know, what do you want? What is your goal in training camp?
My goal in training camp is, you know, to report at 255, you know, and, you know, hopefully, you know, just
play ball,
you know, get ready to play. You know, preseason, the first preseason game, I want to be out there showing what it's going to be, you know, all year.
Okay. And what's Coach Davis like?
Oh, he's real, real cool. You know, somebody who's a teacher, you know, he's not really yelling at you. You know, he says things, you know, one time and, you know, he expects you to pick it up, you know, and everything is fast paced. But at the same time, you know, he's a great coach, you know, somebody who's going to get it done this year for us.
We haven't spoken really in probably 5 weeks or so, Brandon. The sense of confidence you have, not only for you, but for the team, from then till now, have you noticed a big difference?
Yeah. Me, you know, at first I was a little nervous because I didn't know how I was going to, you know, adapt to, you know, playing what I'm doing now, playing in space, put it like that. And now that, you know, I'm moving a lot faster, I'm just, opponents should be scared of what we're going to do, you know, because it's, I'm telling you, I mean, I'm that much confident, you know, going into the training camp this year.
In terms of the talent that we have here, the scheme, a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. You know, shoot. our safeties is a lot better. Our covers, you know, is a whole lot better. And, you know, the D-line is going to get after it. You know, yeah. I'm not really worried about, you know, people running on us like they've been, because I see a big difference, you know, just with the attitude. You know, everybody's talking. Everybody's, you know, everybody's upbeat. You know, yeah. real the change was good.
Yeah. People, yeah. The message is that Bill wants this to be a physical defense. You know, Chip said, we want to be physical on both sides of the ball. How does a defense become more physical?
Just, you know, going out there and doing your technique right. You know, mm-hmm. everything else is attitude after that, you know, and it's heart. Yeah. And I feel like if we got a lot of guys who not scared to get coached up or, you know, critiqued, you know, by other teammates, we should be good. Because when other people see people down, you know, I don't feel like we had that last year to where we could police somebody, you know, without them taking it, you know,
personal. Egos,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So this year I think we're going to be good because everybody's not scared to say stuff to certain people.
Okay,
you know?
Well, mm-hmm. We'll be saying a lot to you. Mm-hmm. We'll be hearing a lot from you. Yep. We look forward to seeing you when you get back here. We got another week to go here with some OTA and then some mini camp, and then it's...
Well, I'll be here.
I know. You're going to stay around the whole time?
I'm going to stay around here. You know, I'm getting focused, man. I'm not going back home. You know, I can call my mom and everybody through my
good
cell
for you.
Phone. You know?
Good for you. Are you allowed to work out at the facility, or do you go off premises and get in your boxing thing on and
well,
do all
that? I'm allowed to work in a facility only 2 weeks before, I think, is the rule. We got to be out the building. Okay. So I got a plan with that, too. You know,
well, if you need somebody to spar with, man, you know who to call.
You know, Trey got his gym across the
Oh, that's right, he does.
So I'll probably end up going there.
All right, well, listen, hey, good luck the rest of the way here, and stay in shape, and come back and kick some butt in training camp.
All right.
Brandon Graham, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Right here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.